Morning, guys. Welcome to Tuesday, man. I'm so glad you guys are here. Over the last couple weeks, we've been really looking at the fruit of the Spirit, and I've enjoyed fully going through joy, peace, and next week, I definitely want to start into patience. This week, I just feel like we need to get into God's Word more, and by we, I mean me. I feel like sometimes I neglect that. And I really need to focus on that more. And I feel like as Christians, we all do, because the Word of God is our standard for truth. And we need to know it. We need to know what God is saying. We need to know what it has to say. So I'm going to go with my traditional, you know, read a proverb a day. Today's the fourth. So I would just like to, without saying a whole lot about it, I would just like to see what God has to say to us through the fourth proverb. Before we jump into that, though, let's pray and let's invite God to just speak to us today through His Word. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You, God, and I just thank You so much for who You are. God, I thank You that there is grace. God, I thank You that there is love. Thank You for joy and peace, God, and I thank You above all that You have patience with us. God, I just pray today, God, is that as we read through Your Word, God, as we read through Proverbs 4, I pray that You would just touch hearts out there, God. Your Word never returns void. God, and I just pray that You'd speak to people through that. God, I thank You for that. We pray all these things in Your name, in the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So the Bible does say that His Word will not return void. So I believe that when we're in His Word, when we're reading it, there's always something for us. So I just want to read through Proverbs 4 today, and let's just see what God has to say to us. Proverbs 4 and verse 1. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments and live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not forsake her and she will preserve you. Love her and she will keep you. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And in all you're getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she will promote you. She will bring you honor when you embrace her. She will place on your head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory she will deliver to you. Hear, my son, and receive my sayings, and all the years of your life will be many. I have taught you in the way of wisdom. I have led you in the right paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hindered. When you run, you will not stumble. Take firm hold of instruction. Do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Verse 14. Do not enter the path of the wicked, and do not walk in the way of the evil. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn away from it and pass on. For they do not sleep unless they have done evil, and their sleep is taken away unless they make someone fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. But the path of the just is like the shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is like darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. Verse 20. My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and perverse lips far from you. Let your eyes look straight ahead, and your eyelids look right before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and let your ways be established. Do not turn to the right or the left. Remove your foot from evil. Okay. I hope that God spoke to you through that. Here's my challenge for you today. As you guys go out, take time, whether it's at lunch, when you get a break, and just reread through that. Read the fourth proverb. Read what God has. Read about wisdom and where we can find it. and take that time to just let God speak to your heart through his word, right? Because we can pray to God, but this is how God speaks to us. And it's such an amazing gift. Let's not neglect it. Let's study it. Let's learn from it. And let's love the word of God. Have a great day today, guys. Thank you.